T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do. I got something to say.
It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. And yep. Billy Ocean is your artist of the day. Yes, sir.
First time anyone's ever said that across the country.
We found plenty of hits. And we're going to unleash them on you today. Billy Ocean is your artist of the day. Yes, sir. Keyword to cash this hour is rank. R-A-N-K, rank, like as in major, colonel, general, sergeant.
Well, that was rank.
I had one of those this morning.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Rank is your keyword to cash. Text that into 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you know.
I know what?
You know that when you stand up, you have an important phone call.
Well, tell that to me on the box.
I just did.
Miss, get right in here, will you, Mrs. O'Higgins?
Well, what about the phone call?
Tim Conway.
Forget the phone call.
Dead at 85 today.
That's 3 in 3 days.
Yep. Now you get
in there. We had Doris Day, Tim Conway. Who was the other?
It was just yesterday.
No, it was Doris Day. Doris Day. I already mentioned that. Doris Day, Tim Conway. And there was a third 2 days ago. They really do die in threes,
don't they? So weird.
Huh. Aww.
Did you? And really quick, God bless Tim Conway, because what a brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant comedian. Like, I will still watch from time to time if you're flipping around late at night on cable. They will have like a long infomercial about the best of Carol Burnett, the best of Tim Conway.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself before just watching that like a weirdo because he is so funny. Speaking of Doris Day, did you see she will have no funeral?
Yes.
No marker.
She just wants all of her
nothing
estate to go to her animal foundation.
Nothing. She is going to have nothing. And I saw that story today, and that is certainly your right when you check out to go out the way you want to go out. But the funeral isn't for you. The funeral is for those who are left behind. So aren't you kind of robbing those who are left behind, Doris?
Her manager said she was having difficulty accepting death.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was 97.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, friend. What do you mean difficulty accepting death?
That's just what her manager said.
She's like a gambler. Just one more day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some people are like, I don't want to go. I'm not ready.
What are you going to do when you die?
Oh, I want a days long mourning from you.
You'll get it.
Okay, good. No funeral, no memorial service, not even a grave marker.
Oh, I don't think that's okay.
I don't either.
I want a kegger.
Okay.
I do. I'm being serious. I want to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
A little plot somewhere, maybe in some small nondescript cemetery. That my kids know about and that my girlfriend knows about, and who are we kidding, future wife? My mom knows about if I beat her to the grave, and I hope I don't. And just throw a kegger and have a good time and play some 80s hair metal. And I think I'd be okay with that.
That sounds like you.
But I'm not afraid I'm not afraid of death.
Don't you feel like
I don't
want to
die.
Don't you feel like, though, when there is a death, and there is no service. Have you ever had that happen, Kara? Because I am familiar with that.
We have not had that in our family, but I mean, I can't imagine.
When there's a death and there's no service?
When there's a death and there's no service, it's very... I have one too, and it's very... There's just no period at the end of that sentence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It just feels like a bad ending to me, or a wrong ending, that there's nothing.
I think it depends on the person that died. Like, my mother, she has two brothers, okay? One has since passed. May God bless them always. Every one of them was from a different father. Okay, so my grandmother apparently got around, whatever. So my oldest uncle, Uncle Steve, who just died last year at like 86 or something, my mom's 74, and her younger brother's like 66. So there was a lot of difference in the ages. But when she was growing up, Orville Anderson was his name. That's who my mom thought was her dad. She had no idea that Orville Anderson wasn't really her dad. And when I was growing up, Orville Anderson was my grandfather. He was a douchebag.
Oh.
Horrible human being. He died. We didn't know he had died until 6 months after he was dead.
Well, that makes it awkward to plan a funeral.
We didn't. And I have no idea where Orville is, and I have no intention of ever going to see him. I almost said something I might regret.
Well, I think outside of that scenario, where Doris Day is just like, nope, not for me. I don't like death. I don't want a funeral.
Let me ask you, that is
about her in life, but you are also leaving everyone kind of to hang out to dry.
But let me ask you a question.
In your death.
You said, I want a day long of mourning. I don't know if you were being serious or not.
I said days long. It was plural.
Days long of mourning. Why?
I don't know. Just to annoy
you. Were you being serious?
No, to annoy you.
What do you want?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I'm going to be cremated, though.
Me too.
Me too.
Just stick me in the ground. Ah.
I'm not here to rot. Just burn me. I don't care.
Donate all my organs and...
Yep.
Fry up whatever's left.
Scatter me somewhere good.
I don't want to be in a box just worm food.
Yeah, I cannot stand the thought of that.
And the fact I hate cemeteries. Like, they just kind of creep me out. I don't want to go. I don't want anybody else to have to go.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't want anybody else to go? What does
like,
that mean?
To have to go to my gravesite and feel like, oh, she's here, so let's go talk to her. No, just put me somewhere.
See, actually, I go to my dad's in Leavenworth, and I get great solace from
do
that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I get creeped out.
I actually feel like he is there. Now, maybe that's a creation of my own mind.
Yeah, but if it makes you feel better, that makes you feel better.
And I sit there, and I will sit on the grass in front of him, and I will talk to him. Now, I'm really talking to a piece of stone. I get it.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel better. I feel like he's there. Even though, you know, 6 feet underground, I know it's basically an army suit with a skeleton on it.
Okay, thank you for that visual.
Well, this is a downer way to start the show today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Thanks a lot, Doris.
Wait till tomorrow. We're going to play mixtape today.
Good.
What?
Mixtape?
Yeah, you thought today was a downer. Wait till tomorrow.
Mixtape. Okay.
Stop it.
Mixtape. That sounds good. Let's do it.
Do you have the categories?
I do, and we only do three categories, so I have four, so I need you to pick between two.
Fine.
Let me give you the ones that are guaranteed. Peering out a rainy window song.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay. Peering out a rainy window song.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good.
We're going to play this at 3 o'clock, by the way.
Okay.
Best song for the summer at any time. From any generation, any genre.
Ooh. Okay.
Best summer song, all genres count, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, here's the ones I need you to choose from. Best movie montage song for fixing up the community center has to be from the 80s.
Okay.
You are 11 years old, standing behind the divider wall at the roller rink. What song's playing during couple skate when you look up and you see that cute chick from school heading in your direction smiling at you?
11 years old.
11 years old skating rink or 80s song, you're fixing up the community
center.
Why
don't you like the car wreck one? That's my favorite one. We still haven't done it.
Pick one, please. I'm not going
Kara?
Back.
I think I want the community center one.
Community center has to be from the 80s.
Okay.
Okay. Are you cool with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so here they are. Best movie montage song. Keep that in mind. Best movie montage song for fixing up the community center. It has to be from the 80s. So read that movie song, okay. Soundtrack, 80s. Best song for the summer, any time, any generation, any genre.
Okay.
And peering out a rainy window song.
I love it. And then later today, I'm not saying we have to do Terrible Joke Tuesday, but I'm saying I have the winner. I saw it in an unlikely place last week. Mm. I wrote it down in my phone as the best Terrible Joke Tuesday winner of all time.
Mm.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We'll do mixtape at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45. Are we cool with that?
Yeah. I like it.
All right. 576-7798. Sam Stevie, Kara Marks, and Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
Duran Duran. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Story here from CBS News. Tiger Woods and his girlfriend have been hit with a wrongful death lawsuit. You got to follow me here. After a 24-year-old employee at the golfer's flagship restaurant crashed his car. Okay? This guy works for Tiger Woods restaurant. He crashed his car after being served alcohol one night while at work as a bartender. Woods is being sued, along with his girlfriend Erica, and his Woods Jupiter Corporation that runs the Woods Restaurant in Jupiter, by the parents of Nicholas Immisberger, who died on December 10th, 2018, in a drunk driving crash. The lawsuit states, employees, management, and owners of the Woods overserved a young man they knew was suffering with the disease of alcoholism. The suit also claims they ignored Immisberger's disease. They fueled it by over-serving him alcohol to the point of severe intoxication and then sending him out to his car to drive home. As a result of this negligence, Immisberger crashed his vehicle and died on December 10th, 2018, after leaving the restaurant. The lawsuit claims that Herman, the restaurant's general manager, that's his girlfriend, Tiger Woods' girlfriend, personally knew Immisberger, specifically recruited him to work at the Woods, and was well aware of his habitual abuse of alcohol. It also states that the golfer himself knew Immisberger personally and through information and believed Herman had discussed Immisberger and his drinking of alcohol with Tiger. Where do I start?
Honestly, I am not taking away from the horror that this family has gone through. This young man was 24 years old. He was gone far too soon.
That's sad.
It is sad. It's sad he apparently had a problem. It's sad that he needed help.
Yep.
But I will ask, how in God's name is Tiger Woods responsible
for
this?
He's not. He's not. That's the point. It's so easy to go after people with money when you're in grief. It's so easy. Tiger Woods is going to settle with this woman, this family, and he shouldn't.
Boy.
He should tell his attorney, we're fighting this to the end. I was not there. I am not responsible. I had nothing to do with him driving his car when he was drunk and driving it off the road and killing himself.
When you put your name on an establishment, is there ever a circumstance where you would be liable for a third-party death?
No. Name one.
You know, unless you're selling, you know, and this is a stretch, like like the fake K2 that ended up harming so many people at a convenience store.
They weren't. They were selling alcohol.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think.
This guy worked there and drank alcohol.
Yeah.
They didn't even sell it to him. He just drank it. That's on you, kid. You had a disease. You didn't maintain your disease. You did not work on it. You didn't work the steps. You got behind the wheel of a car and you killed yourself. Sorry. That's unfortunate. And I feel sorry for you and your family. That's not on Tiger Woods and it's not on his girlfriend. That's on you. Personal responsibility. Telephone number here is 576-7798 from the text line. So every single DUI and crime after leaving any establishment, they should all just start suing
the owner?
Applebee's, Chili's, Bar X, Bar Y, Bar Z? No. I've been very clear about this.
Well, I don't think they're agreeing with the lawsuit position. I think they're being facetious and saying, let me get this straight. If you look at this Tiger Woods lawsuit, he's being sued for owning the bar where this kid drank. I bet you dollars to donuts, Scott, Tiger Woods wasn't even in the state of Florida.
I guarantee you're right.
He wasn't even in the state.
It surely wasn't when this happened. Bar.
This is tongue-in-cheek. This is somebody saying, so let me get this straight.
No, I know. Right. And that's how I read it.
Let's just start suing every owner.
And I read it as such. I saw that as tongue-in-cheek, very sarcastic. And I'm with the texter. I do not think that a bar should be legally on the hook if they serve someone, even if they know that person is intoxicated. That's on the person who is intoxicated. Because what's next, Dana? Are we going to sue liquor stores that sell beer by the case?
I know that you've said that before. This case is different. Someone on the text line said, what's the difference between this and the, you know, charging the bartender? The difference in that, and I know, and it's narrow, but the difference in that case is if you can draw a straight line between the bartender and the person drinking and show that the bartender served that guy 20 shots of liquor and then said, hey, go out and get in your car and go home, well, then you might have a case.
If the bartender says, go get in your car and try to drive home.
Well, we've seen these lawsuits.
But what if I sit at the bar and say, I'm taking Uber home, but I plan to get fully drunk while I'm here? That's on you. That is not the bartender's responsibility for serving you a perfectly legal drink any more than it is the liquor store's owner. When you put up a case of beer, are they supposed to say, now, Dana, after you drink this case of beer in the next 5, 6, 7 hours, are you planning to drive again?
From the text line, the attorneys have said Tiger Woods was out of the country. So not only was he not in the state of Florida, he wasn't even in the country.
Let me read from 3086 on the text line. Death by dumbass, case dismissed. Next! Your son, and I'm sorry that your son died. I truly
am. Horrible.
I am sorry that your son died. Here's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful your son didn't kill another person or a family.
Yeah.
Your son got behind the wheel of a car after working at Tiger Woods' restaurant, drinking at Tiger Woods' restaurant.
Not even purchasing. He was just drinking.
He was just hitting the bottle in the back. Your son had an alcohol problem. I'm sorry for that. And I can empathize with you. Your son drank while at work. Your son then decided to get behind the wheel of a car instead of taking an Uber home or something else. Your son went off the road, hit something, and died. And I'm sorry. I am truly sorry. Better him than a family of four. And you deserve nothing. You deserve nothing.
I think, and someone mentioned this on the text line, the parents are in shock, as anyone would be. You are searching for someone to blame for this. You're searching, and they are grasping.
Well, the only person to blame is your son.
I know.
Let's go to the phones. Brenda in Leavenworth. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Hi.
My thoughts are that nobody should be sued. It was his responsibility. Yep. He knew in the beginning he had a problem. He went to work for an establishment that sold alcohol. He made the decision to get in the car. It's nobody's fault for his. I truly understand what the parents are feeling, but they need to realize their child made that decision.
And my heart breaks for those parents. They must be in hell, Brenda. Would you agree?
I agree. For someone who lost a child for drinking and driving,
mm-hmm.
It was nobody's fault but my son's fault, as it is their son's fault. They made the decision. Life's about decision.
Mm-hmm. Thank God he didn't kill a family.
Brenda, I am so sorry to hear that. So sorry to hear that.
Jim in Carrollton. Jim, hello. Hang on just a second. Did Brenda say that she had lost a son?
Yes.
Wait, let me go back.
I think.
Brenda, did we understand you correctly?
Yes.
You had lost a son to drunk driving?
Yes, it'll be 12 years, the 27th of this month.
I am sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much. From the beginning, I mean, the parents, there was someone in the car with him. The parents called me 2 days after we lost our children and wanted to sue what my son hit. My son hit a parked large equipment. That was not that company's fault. It was not the road's fault. It was nobody's fault because they chose to get in that vehicle when they probably couldn't even hardly walk. It was their choice.
Brenda, let me ask you, and you certainly don't have to answer any of these questions. I'm so terribly sorry that you have been through this and this happened to you, but I do want to ask, was there a time, even in the weeks following, where you were looking for something or someone to blame, or did you always have this feeling that the blame rested solely with the boys?
No, the blame was totally, I've said this from the beginning, when I found out, you know, were at a party, they were at a bar earlier, they were at a house party, it was nobody at that house party's fault, it was nobody's fault but the two of them. It was nobody's fault. I've never wanted to say, well, they should have stopped him. A police officer stopped them 4 hours before. It was not the police officer's fault. They were not as drunk as they were. It wasn't even the police officer's fault that stopped them 4 hours before. Yeah. It was not their fault. They made a decision.
Did your son have a problem? Or were you aware of him having a problem?
No, he just when he, you know, got off work, it was Memorial Day weekend, he wanted to go party and he partied and he got an accident and he died from it, and it was because of a decision that he made.
How old was he?
He was 26.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Brenda, we are so sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in and sharing.
Let's go to Jim in Carrollton. Jim, hello.
Hey, Scott, Dana.
Hey, man.
Hey, first off, I mean, it's hard to follow a call like that. You know, God bless Brenda. She's already got her place set in heaven.
Yeah.
But, Dana, I wanted to bring up to you, why is it we always have to blame somebody for mistakes that we make? You've got this guy who is working for a pretty famous dude, and I'm not a golf fan. I know you are, Dana, but I don't even like the sport. But just because this guy has made something of himself, we got to go have to attack him and get in his billfold.
Yeah, and I don't agree with it, Jim. I don't know if you've been listening. I don't agree with it at all. I don't think Tiger Woods has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I was listening, Dana, but you were trying to sort out about bartenders being responsible for pushing alcohol on somebody. It's up to the individual. I mean, Brenda lost a child, man, and she just put it to you straight that it's nobody's fault but the person that did that.
And Jim, I understand what you're saying about that. I let me clarify. State laws around the country would disagree with your statement. Not all states. The Kansas Supreme Court actually just struck this down. Stories broke overnight. Mm-hmm. The Kansas Supreme Court said a victim cannot sue a bartender because there is no law on the books to support it. Now, the justices said talk to your state legislators. If they want to create a law, that's one thing, but you cannot sue a bartender in the state of Kansas. This ruling just came down, I assume yesterday, because the story's out today, that they ruled you can't. There is no law on the books that supports that. But that is not the case, and we have seen lawsuit after lawsuit in other parts of the country where families of victims do go after the bartender. We talked about this, was it Friday or Monday, Scott? There was a case where
Friday.
A bartender has been charged after a mass murder.
He went on to kill eight people.
Yes. So I'm not saying I agree with it, Jim. I'm saying there are laws out there to support these types of cases. I don't think the law applies in the Tiger Woods case.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
It's early in the morning. The sun comes out. Last night was shaking. I'm pretty alone. My candy is powering. As plants as my
telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget, we got mixtape coming up right after the top of the hour. Your three categories are as follows. Best song for fixing up the community center in your neighborhood has to be from the 80s. That one's bizarre. Best song for the summer, any genre, any generation. And lastly, peering out a rainy window.
I've got the winner on that one.
We'll see. We will see. Let's go to Dean in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, my belief is just that people have to take personal responsibility across all lines. I think we're seeing this environment where everybody's looking to blame someone else for all their ills and failures, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think this is just another example of where, you know, we make the choice when we're sitting in a bar to have one or 20 drinks and then determine what we're able to function as behind the wheel of a car. And, you know, no one else forces us to do anything else. It's like pulling the trigger on a gun. Nobody forced you to pull it.
Amen.
I look at it the same way in everything. But if we have this environment in today's world where everybody wants something from somebody else and doesn't take personal responsibility, they don't want to work for anything. I mean, I group it all together. It's just a mentality.
All right, man. Hey, glad we got you in, Dean. Thank you. Mike in Olathe. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. Well.
Good. Listen, Scott, I was listening to you, and I was with you all the way, and I know you and Dana were in agreement, you know, and everybody's talking about who should or should not have to pay. But I'll tell you something. You threw something out there that took me by surprise when you said that this person was at the restaurant or the bar, was not working, and was not paying for their alcohol.
Was working and not paying for the alcohol.
Okay, well then, what I believe is the fact, what's going to come out is the fact that, number one, is there a policy in the bar that employees who are working, or is there a state law, I don't know, that they cannot be consuming alcohol while they're working? And I think it's going to come down to an issue of whether the guy was being properly supervised while he was at work. Was this acceptable behavior by the employer? Now, whether or not they're going to get all the way up to Tiger Woods, I don't know all about that. But I'll tell you what, I think these people are going to be given some money to go away. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I think they will be given money to go away. And here's how these things normally work. A company like the one that Tiger Woods presumably owns is going to look at this and say,
what is Tiger's time worth? What's his time worth?
How much is it going to cost us to defend this in court, okay? Is it going to be $200,000, $100,000, $300,000? Do we want to, and here's what I hate about the civil court system in America. Do we want to roll the dice in front of a jury of 12 who are going to see a crying, grieving mother and father, and they're going to say, well, add zeros.
Yeah.
Even though Tiger had nothing to do with it, or do we just say, you know what, here's $250,000, please go away.
Yeah. My personal opinion is going to be, it's going to be six zeros, you know, or at least six digits. But
which is unfortunate.
Well, it is to a certain degree, but I mean, a case like this is one on what they call causation, and I know that you know what that means. But what it is interpreted most often is if this hadn't happened, this would not have happened. So you have causation. Now, if they got one policy, any one employee can tell them that, yeah, we've been told before we're not supposed to drink while we're at work. Well, then they've got them right there in liability, you know. And so I think they're gonna walk away rich people myself.
Hmm. Which I think is unfortunate.
I do too, and I don't think it has a darn thing to do with Tiger Woods. But hey, what a great country, right?
Amen. All right, Mike, be good, brother.
Bye.
All right, see you. Let's go to Eric in Kansas City. Eric, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just kind of tuned in just before the commercial break and heard about the civil suit against the bartender and the bar where the dude got drunk at and then went and killed the people. And my thoughts on that is, well, if you can sue the bartender, can you sue the alcohol or the liquor store where if they went to a liquor store and bought it themselves and served themselves at home?
Yeah, Scott said that before, that you should not be able to do that, because how does the bartender know or the liquor store owner know you're not buying that to go gift it to a neighbor, or they don't know.
Now, I think it's different if you serve them past inebriation and they continue to consume and then drive off and kill someone, because most bartenders should know at what point someone is beyond inebriation.
Here's where you and I will disagree. What if I sit down at the bar and I say I'm going to get an Uber to take me home tonight? Getting drunk in America is not illegal.
True.
Yeah.
And if I sit down to the bar and I say, I am sober, or I'm sort of sober, and I walked, there are three bars within walking distance of my house. Three. And during my career, I have walked to them.
Sure.
And I have walked home.
And they wouldn't have known that.
Nope. And if I sit down and say, fire me up, I've had a bad day, and I plan to walk home, or I plan to get an Uber home, being drunk in America is not against the law. Now, I can hear people screaming, public intoxication is. That's true. That is true. But if I go straight from the bar to an Uber driver out front who takes me into my driveway, I have not engaged in public intoxication. I have not broken a single law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.